Hi, I really do not know how you stumbled upon this podcast, but I'm really glad you're here and you will be too. Welcome to Digital Parenting with Evelyn Kasina. I am your host and I do know that family is a priority for you. Today's podcast is going to be about being proactive and just asking ourselves, what does it really mean for us to be proactive while we are raising a generation in the internet or information age? And I just want to ask you a question. Are you taking responsibility for your actions? Are you happy with what you're seeing as an output to use of technology in your home? How are you using your pause buttons? You know, to just look at the things that are happening versus the principles and beliefs and the culture and the foundation within your home. Being proactive means looking at things and anticipating them, knowing that they will happen. I have been reading a very interesting book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. And I do remember our very first podcast on this channel was about values. And when I think about values, I think about the analogy of the Chinese bamboo tree. And the Chinese bamboo tree, actually, it's planted, and between 0 to 5 years, you see absolutely nothing. Nothing. You don't see anything above ground. And on the fifth year, you see a bud. And from there, the tree just grows and grows and grows and grows. And when I think about this in terms of values, it is the work that is beneath what we cannot see, behind closed doors, the foundations you're setting, the principles, the culture, the beliefs, such that when your children are exposed or they are released to the world in whatever manner, going to school, going to church, at the playground, they exhibit and show the values that have been happening behind closed doors. And those are things that are very, very important for us parents to think about, to do, to start implementing. And being proactive is me triggering you to start thinking, hey, you know what? My daughter might be 6 years old right now, but in another 1 or 2 years, she will start gaming. So what do I need to know and what do I need to start doing to create a conducive environment? So should she begin to be exposed to certain gaming platforms, she is safe, she's independent, she can make reasonable and safe decisions for herself that are grounded by the foundation that we have set as a family. We need to think about what we are doing each and every day. How is your own behavior when it comes to interacting with technology? Because guess what? Our children actually really, really monitor what we do. They do look at us and they mimic what we do. So if you walk around your house and you realize, you know, when people are talking to each other, but they have phones on their hands, or they're just behind a screen and they're not really giving you eye-to-eye contact, that is something that is being modeled at home by the adults in that house. They also have been seeing this through the ecosystem of where they spend their time. So we have actually come up with a really, really interesting program called Parents Unplugged. And it is literally what it says. Parents are unplugging. So we want to go back to the drawing board and see, how do we start? Where do we start? And how do we start implementing these things in our homes? And we just launched an open day on the 6th of February. It really was successful. And one of the things that I was telling the parents on this open day is that they have already started the journey of being proactive. The conversation has kicked off. The train is leaving the station. And this is the time I welcome you, viewers and listeners, to just sign up for our Parents Unplugged program that kicks off on the 13th of February, 2021. And this is a program that will help you understand who you are. You know, when you're asked by somebody, who are you really? And don't think about the titles, the accolades, the things, the material things that actually define who you are. You're stripped of those things and you need to come up with a definition. Very many people do not know who they are, and people are not making things like courage, like love, a verb, because these are things that you have to work on every single day. We talk about emotional intelligence. We learn about discipline and consequences. We learn about digital use. We create a tech vision board where you're able to start anticipating conversations and issues before they happen. One of the things that I've realized and I've come across actually is a group of us parents who have a perpetual invisible fire extinguisher on our backs. And what do we do with this? We come home, we find a situation has happened, and guess what we are doing? Putting out fire. We're putting out fire. We are constantly putting out fire. Hardly do we sit and ask ourselves, didn't I see the smoke? Where did this fire come from? How was it triggered? Is it going to repeat itself? And we don't get to the root of some of these issues as long as the fire has been put out. And the danger of that is you start grooming a monster. You start grooming something that, you know, is perpetually growing, and you're not realizing that every single day your children are growing, every single day you are growing, and every single day technology is evolving. We are innovating every single day. New application, new gamings, new things are coming up every single day. And guess who they're targeting? You and I and our children, our family fabric. And so when we don't sit down and come up with this idea or come up with this plan, and it's like a blueprint where you want to say, hey, I want to start from today to learn how to manage technology in my house, to put it in its place, to see how it is used appropriately, to see when I can introduce certain things to my children and to myself. But most importantly, how we are going to be setting out time to be deliberate on creating relationships, the depth of relationships, you know, depth of conversation. You want quality, not quantity. You want to spend time with your children. You want them to feel like within your space, they are safe. They can express themselves, they are not being judged, and they're unique and they're enough. One of the things that I've realized about being proactive is that children then realize that when things happen, it's not a surprise because you have had conversations with them. When they see that the rules you have been putting are coming into shape, they start thanking you because guess what? You had a conversation. And so for me, in our very first podcast, I would really want to encourage you to sign up for our digital parenting program that is called Unplugged, so that you're able to start looking at how to create your blueprint, come with an open canvas, come ready to learn, and let us see how we can help you create a conducive environment and environments for your children to thrive. This is happening on the 13th of February, 2021. We begin at 9, but I do hope that you're going to contact us just before then, so that we are able to sign you up and give you the appropriate welcome package. So again, I would want to announce something very interesting is that we are going to be having guests in our show now, and people who are parents, people who are professionals, and people who we have interacted with and who would we know that the conversations that we will have with them will be of value. So if you have not subscribed to our channel, subscribe today so that you are not left behind. Subscribe today so that whenever we load up a new episode, you get a notification. And by that, you will still be proactive and you will be learning new things and getting new skills and tools to help you manage your parenting in this digital era. Today, the 9th of February 2021 happens to be Safer Internet Day. So I wish all of you a happy Safer Internet Day. Participate by being the change you want to see in your home, by just starting with small things. When people are talking to you, put your gadgets away and give them eye contact so that they can feel connected, they can feel loved and appreciated. So until next week, when we are going to have a guest on the show who will tell us so many things, I wish you happy parenting, happy Safer Internet Day, and till then, keep your head up. Bye-bye for now.